Supertalk.com.
Almost live from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the suburbs of the Caribbean. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, man. Dedicated to helping boomers of all shapes and sizes create a healthy, productive, fun-filled life where they're finally calling the shots. Topics include career reinvention, finances, health, sex, dysfunctional relationships of all kinds, all while enjoying a glass of fine wine. And here are your hosts, two of the funniest people on the internet airwaves, author host Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel and Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
Oh. Wow, that was awesome. They love us.
Love us. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent help program on internet radio. I am Peter, the Reinvention Guy Fogel, your lovely co-host, and my handsome co-host.
Wait, you got that backwards.
I got it backwards.
Are you having gender identity problems here? That's okay. Genderly dyslexic. I am Anna, the Armenian goddess Collins. Why am I an Armenian goddess, you ask? Because I have no mustache, I reply.
We got like three emails from like, out of all the Armenians that took offense to that.
Oh, no, there are no Armenians that take, you know, they're proud to have me representing them. They are. I'm much better than the Kardashians. I can tell you that.
I can't even keep up with you.
Exactly.
So folks, if you're tuning in, please call us. We want to hear from you. 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748. We are really a radio show. To prove it to you, we have Dave, our engineer. Dave, say hello.
See what happens when you, every time you try to prove something or you tell somebody to go to a certain restaurant.
It's never there. It's closed. Okay.
Dave is awesome. We just want to pay him homage.
Homage.
Because
Thank
he
you.
Does a great job. And for those of you who don't know 888, because that confuses, it's 888-463-6748. You can call us at any time. Chime in. We want to hear from you.
Our show is for boomers born between 1946 and 64. Actually, boomers of that age could actually have a boomer. Would be about, there's an 18 year difference.
True.
That can.
Yeah, you're right.
We're here to do everything we can to give you a better quality of life through our experts, our humor. And yes, I will join ARP for the duffel bag and then cancel my membership.
Oh my God, that ARP. I swear to God, Peter, they stalked me since I was 46.
It's amazing. And you're 47 and a half
and
now.
So yeah, 47 and a half. In Klingon years.
We have a great guest, Anna.
I know.
Bob
Dumbach
is an old friend of mine from the old days in Hollywood. He's
the old days, what does that mean, the 80s?
The 80s.
Isn't that awful?
The 80s, yeah. When Reagan was in he's a wonderful stand-up, but even more wonderful, he's a playwright and has a one-man show, which he has done for 18 years, a few different variations. The one that was been the hit, has been translated into many languages, called The Male Intellect, An Oxymoron.
Oh, I like that.
Moron is an oxymoron.
Already, yeah.
And he'll be at the end of the show, so please don't touch that dial when we come back after our last segment. You got to listen to Bob Dubeck.
Awesome.
We have a lot to talk about, Anna. Tell us about our Comedy for Autism
we
show.
We do. We have – oh, I will, absolutely. This Sunday night at 7:30 at the Hollywood Improv. That's the world-famous, the real top-of-the-line improv comedy club in Hollywood, Florida. We are doing a show called Comedy for Autism. It's a benefit for the Autism Societies of Miami-Dade and Broward, and it's starring myself, Anna Collins, Peter Fogel, and our host, Dougie Almeida. It's going to be an awesome show. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have giveaways, and it's going to be a great time for a great cause.
Over 90 minutes of nonstop laughs.
Nonstop
to
laughs.
To raise money and awareness for do we call it an ailment?
Well,
disorder. They call it a disorder.
It's a disorder, and it's getting actually very scary because years ago it was like maybe 1 in 3,000 or so births. Today, right now, as
Wait
we
a
speak.
Minute. Just, how long ago was that 1 in 3,000?
You know, I think it was maybe 5-6 years ago.
That's
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's escalated and they can't, it's crazy. 1 in like 100 births today.
Today. So
babies are born with autism.
And of course autism, if you want to learn more about it, go to our website, Comedy for Autism, Google it. But if you watch the movie Rain Man, Rain Man was autistic.
Yes, he was.
How old was that? Was that movie 15 years ago, 20 years ago?
Yeah, at least probably 20, yeah.
It was never prevalent in the boomer years of our parents.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
And it's just now, it's...
they don't know what it is
they don't know.
Either. They don't know what it is.
There's a 1 in 100 shot
yes.
that your kid...
has autism or an autism-related disease, like Asperger's.
That's no
another one.
There's no tests?
No, there are tests. There are tests that can find out. Now, some of the speculation is that the inoculations that they're giving, you know, the booster shots
yeah.
and so forth, might have something to do with it. But I don't know.
They
it
can't
just,
figure it out.
They can't figure it out because we got inoculated in our during, you know, in the 50s when we were born.
All the money.
But,
there,
yeah,
all
it's crazy. So we're just trying to do the best
do
we
our
can.
Bit. Yeah.
Teresa Becerra, who is the president.
We should have her on one day.
We will. We definitely will. She's the president of the Miami-Dade Autism Society. She is going to be on and on our show, and she's going to be talking a little bit about, you know, what's happening in the autism world today. And I'm really proud to be associated with this. I have a good friend, Bob DiMaria, who I've known for many, many years, and he has a daughter with autism, and I've done shows for them, probably over 10 years. And it's just such a puzzling. That's why they have the symbol is the puzzle, because
yeah.
they can't figure out what it is. These people, some of them are brilliant, like they're savants. They can
like the one that can Rain Man.
They, yeah.
Do math or play piano.
They play piano.
Strange,
they can
man.
Do math. It's like just one side of the brain is not functioning or whatever it is. But it's a mysterious disease, and we're trying to raise money to try to find a solution to find a cure for it.
So go to comedyforautism.com to purchase your tickets. Just as important, we promoted the show today on Live Miami.
Oh, isn't that funny? Peter and I were on TV today. We were on NBC on Channel 6 down here in Miami. And all this time I thought it was Live Miami. I'm thinking Live Miami, right? We're live. No, it's Live Miami because they do stuff like Live Green, Live This, Live That. But who knew? Now, what do you call that? A homonym? It sounds the same, but
live.
It has a different, it has
yeah.
a different,
Synonym is similar.
No, it's not a homonym. A homonym sounds
no, you know
the
what
same.
It is? It's confusing because
it's confusing.
The host who told us, she goes,
she didn't know either.
She didn't even know why because
she goes, I've been working here 6 years. Is that the name of the show?
No, yeah. She had no idea. Somebody in a committee says, Live Miami. And then someone, like the janitor who's paying attention, raises
yes.
his hand and goes, yeah. You know, everyone's going to think that's Live Miami. Hey, get out of here. We didn't ask your opinion. I'm just saying. It sounds like
right.
Live Miami because live from Miami, live from New York. Like, our show is almost live.
Exactly.
From Fort Lauderdale, Florida. If we went
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
But you we are. We're live right now.
We're live right now.
But
then,
we
wouldn't
yeah.
say live in Florida. How would we do it? Live Florida.
Live from Fort Lauderdale,
live
Florida.
Live.
Die in Miami,
Miami.
But live in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
I don't understand. And it is a beautiful day in Fort Lauderdale.
We had an awesome time on Live Miami. It was excellent. The people there are fantastic. We did a nice plug for the show.
We'll
and
have a copy of it.
We'll have a copy of it. You can go to our website later on Boomer Humor.
Radio.com. Follow us on Facebook, of course, please. Tell us you like us. Isn't that we're so insecure? Like, poke. Poke
honestly,
like
honestly, you don't even
you
have
think
to
if
say.
If someone pokes you, they like you.
Well, yes. Well, they all want to poke, but that doesn't necessarily mean they like you. But you know what? Even if you don't like us, or you don't have to do that click like thing, if that irritates the hell out of you like it does me, come to the show. Come if you can. Send us an email. We get a lot of emails. Do you want to?
We'll do that later.
You want? Okay, yeah.
But we have things.
Oh, but wait, the holiday
the
season.
Holidays
we need
here.
To talk about the holidays.
Yeah.
Yes.
Halloween
is coming up. I'm trying to get a witch for next Monday.
Yeah, I think you put it on Craigslist. It would be very simple. Wanted witch, more white magic.
Somebody will put
black.
Their ex-girlfriend up there. That's what I'm afraid of.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
I actually know a witch. I know a real witch. I'm trying to get her.
But she's white magic, not black magic.
Oh, no. I don't dabble in black magic. Except when I was involved with a certain individual. But no.
Okay, that'll be another story.
That'll be another story. But no, white magic, see, people are confused about that, and that's why I do want to have a white witch like a Wiccan on the show next week, because...
Glenda.
And you know something? You know what? Even if we don't get that witch, I'm going to come on and talk about white magic, about the Wiccan. It's really the Wiccan, it's a... I wouldn't say it's a religion, but it's a way, it's a spiritual way of life, and it has nothing to do with evil, you know, magic, or black magic, or bad spells.
But the, I mean,
it's a very, like, it's an old time, almost like an old time, I want, religion for better, lack of a better
word.
It's
not voodoo.
It's not voodoo. It's like they did in the old days with herbs and you know, natural stuff from the earth. You know, I'm part gypsy. I have some gypsy in me. And my grandmother, who's Armenian.
It's like you're always moving.
Yeah, I know. It is. It's a gypsy free spirit.
But people think witch, you know, and your little dog Toto, they can't get out of their head.
Right.
It's a bad PR.
It's a bad, right, exactly, bad connotation.
Which has been my whole career. No, because everyone thinks witch. Ah, they're all the same, you know. You know what? You watch the TV show Bewitched. There was Endora, who was the bad witch.
Yeah, she was a good witch, Samantha.
Samantha was good. Her mother was mischievous.
Well, you know what her mother was?
Uncle Arthur.
Arthur. Actually, if you think about it, that was sort of a very, you know, not want to say racist, but it was kind of racist in a way because Endora wanted her daughter to stay within the tribe. She didn't want her to venture from the tribe.
It's like old country,
And Darren, talk about a putz. Could she have done worse? I mean,
no,
come on.
Right.
Hey, it was a goofball.
Which one? First Darren or second Darren?
Both.
People got very upset when they switched Darrens
on
you.
Yeah, I know.
Remember? You go, whoa, what happened to him? Whatever happened to him? He had a little bit of a health problems.
He had health problems. What does that mean? He was drinking too much?
Yeah, I think he was a little bit of a drinker. But Halloween is tough for single people like ourselves because kids knock on your door and then I become like that crabby old guy. Get away! I have to be like, no, because I forget to get something. And of course, I live up in Delray Beach.
Coming into your place, are they?
I have seniors with dementia that think their children knocking on my door. But when I was living in Queens, New York, for all you people that are listening from there, I mean, kids were knocking your door. You go to, you know,
they
go
knock
to the
on your door. I'm looking for some Advil.
Advil. So what do you do?
Prilosec. Do you have any? It's expensive.
Here's a Coumadin dispenser. Here you go. So they knock on my door. Kids come over. I'm giving them what's ever in the refrigerator. Batteries I've been keeping fresh from 93. Packets of soy sauce. I look at, you know, eggplant parmesan that's been there for like 4 months in the aluminum foil in the
duck. Here you go, honey.
Here you go. Chef surprise. Yeah, you're sick. Yeah, get away. What would you give? You tell me what you give these kids.
I would give them probably a can of chickpeas that I bought at Costco because at one time I had dementia and bought like a pallet of chickpeas for like $3.99 thinking when I was on my hummus craze.
Hummus?
Hummus.
How do you get in a hummus craze?
I get into these cooking jags. At one point, I was going to make my own hummus. I was really into the Armenian thing. I was making hummus and tahini. So I went to Costco. I swear to God, I had to buy like 24 cans of chickpeas. I think I saved
24 cans.
I think I saved
13. She dropped that in the bag to the kid. Mommy, she gave me garbanzo. Was it garbanzo beans?
Garbanzo. The flying garbanzo. Sounds like an acrobatic act, doesn't it?
The flying garbanzos.
The fabulous garbanzos. But anyway, what happened was,
by the way, before you go on, Anna, 888-463-6748. If anyone within the sound of our voice, for crying out loud, call us in.
Call us in. Call in to us.
Okay.
All right.
So, what would you do? So,
well, you know what happened was, I don't know. First of all, I live in an apartment building, so it's like nobody really comes to the door.
Yeah. apartment living is so different. Everyone knocks on the door. You go, what do you want? Who is it? Am I expecting anybody?
No, I just don't answer. I look like Gladys Kravitz. Yeah. I look out the people. Who the hell is that? I always think it's a bill collector.
Funny. You know? Kids knocking the door. All of a sudden, it's true because Ann and I, we were rehearsing for one of our shows. And there was a knock on the door. Anna said, shut off the lights. Get on the floor. Quick. Say nothing. And they'll go away.
And they do. And they do go away.
You can't live in fear like this. Yes, I can. Stay at the door. I go. And you hear a knock again. It's like we're Anne Frank now. We're hiding from the Nazis. I don't know. Is it the board of directors?
It is. Who is it? Oh, my God. I'm in a condo. Oh, Jesus.
We're going to go to a break shortly, but it's funny.
No, we got 2 minutes.
No, that was
2 minutes. Hey, look, you have time to have sex. All right.
When we come back from a break, we're going to talk about pet peeves.
Definitely.
Do.
Okay, cool.
But anything to add before we go away?
No, only that I always enjoyed Halloween. In fact, when I was younger, I used to always enter contests. I loved it. I'm a big contest enterer.
Anna, can I be honest with you?
No, please lie to me like you usually do.
Halloween, you love Halloween. Don't we wear enough masks all the time? When I was in acting school, everyone used to dress up like as condoms and vagina. I mean, people, I went to an artsy school, Purchase. So we were all theater art people. So everyone dressed up crazy. I didn't because I said, you know what? I wear a mask all the time. But you'd see someone be dressed up as, weird stuff. I mean,
And you didn't dress up?
No. I just said, you know what? I'm going as myself. And then people say, nice costume.
That's weird enough. I know.
All right, I think it's about 2 minutes. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after the short message. Don't touch that dial. Come back to the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
Peter, what is totally nutritious and delicious when you don't have time for a sit-down meal?
Oh, that's easy. A smoothie.
And who makes the best smoothies?
Hands down, Jamba Juice.
Yeah, I love Jamba Juice smoothies, especially the pina colada. It's like a liquid lunch that energizes you, making you feel totally healthy and satisfied. And best of all, they're made from great, scrumptious ingredients like whole fruits, fruit juice, sherbet, sorbet, and frozen yogurt.
How many types of smoothies do they have, Anna? Well, let me count the ways. You ready? Fruit and veggie smoothies, probiotic fruit and yogurt blends, classic smoothies.
Yeah, and if you're on a diet, there's a cornucopia of low-calorie light smoothies.
It's amazing that anything that tastes this great can also be so good for you. Oh, did you know, Goddess, that Jamba Juice smoothies can be ordered with vitamin shot boosts?
I do know.
Jamba Juice has also expanded their menus to include steel-cut oatmeal, wraps, salads, sandwiches, and get this, you ready? California flatbreads. As opposed to Wyoming flatbreads? Oh, anyway.
Listen, Jamba Juice smoothies are beyond delicious and not complicated. To find the closest location near you, go to jambajuice.com and type in your zip code. Give your taste buds a vacation and visit Jamba Juice today.
We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet.
I'm sorry, this is effective when?
It's effective now.
TalkZone.com.
Let's rejoin author, expert Peter Fogel and Anna Collins on It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent health program enjoyed by more felons in more prisons than any other internet radio show.
Let's do it, Anna. On TalkZone.com.
I just love that TalkZone.com.
That's our theme.
We love our radio, internet radio station, TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. If you're just tuning in, this is Anna Collins and I'm Peter Fogel. Please go to our site, the mothership, BoomerHumorRadio.com. While there, sign up for a VIP mailing list, please, por favor, and we'll get you on our mailing list, which will allow you to get discounts from our sponsors. So sign up there. We're going to give you a free $39 gift. Work yourself happy. And if you're a boomer, work yourself happy while drunk, whatever. Oh, by the way, talking about
– drunk?
I'm going to talk about that shortly. And next week we're going to have either the witch or we're going to have Bobby Slayton show up.
Yes. I'm trying to get my friend who's a witch, a bona fide witch. She studied in –
Well, she's busy. This is a big time of the year, you know. She's booked up.
Oh, you call me at the last minute? What do you think? I can just do a spell like that?
The broom's at the shop. They're late.
Oh, my hat is being repaired. You got to give me some notice.
So pet peeves.
We're going to talk about pet peeves. Yes.
Biggest pet peeve, and you and I have experienced, because Anna,
Are you going to start it?
No, but the pet peeve, and you're going to chime.
I'm going to chime in. Yeah,
the worst thing is Anna and I, Anna has much more patience than I am, but when we're both.
I don't have a lot of patience.
I hate it when someone takes up too much time from the person. Maybe because we're getting older, we get a little more impatient because
absolutely.
We don't have much time left on earth.
No, you know what? Because you're tired of people's BS.
BS. It's certain. What?
Bullshit. I said it. I said it. Okay, go ahead.
Never again. BS. What's happening is that when someone takes too much time of the person behind the counter, the service person, like at a bank,
FedEx,
it's like, this is the worst thing, is when you've taken up enough time, bothered them, the sale has been completed, and I'm right behind them, there's 12 of us, then they move off, and they have one more question.
No.
You're done.
You had your turn.
We're now getting on with the rest of our lives here, and it's like you just want to take a stun gun and taser. What are you doing? Your time's up. Seniors do this a lot of time when at the pharmacy. Usually,
it's not just seniors. It's a lot of people.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They think that you have your
chit-chat.
Time.
There's no chit chat.
No, there's no chit chat.
There's nobody behind you.
Right.
Chit chat. But when there's just you, you could chit and chat.
Yeah.
When there's a lot of us behind you, take care of your business. Move on.
Okay, that was a pet peeve.
No, it's true. Okay, you want to hear one of my biggest pet peeves? I hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it when couples go, we're pregnant, especially if the guy is saying it. No, you're not.
I never heard that.
Are you kidding me?
A man says that we're pregnant?
Well, you know.
Usually it's we're having a child.
No, this is the new thing. We're pregnant. No, we're not pregnant. She's pregnant. Let me tell you something. This is the one thing women do, and we're taking credit for it.
Will you stop poking me in the chest? Stop that. That's what am I representing, all mankind?
No, and
stop.
We're taking credit for it.
Okay.
I hate that. It's a yuppie, idiotic, dumb, we're pregnant. Oh, really? I want to see you give birth through the head of your penis. That will be worth seeing. You're pregnant. No, you're not pregnant.
Would you pay tickets?
I would pay tickets. More money than I would pay to see John Fogerty. Yes, I would. He's playing at the Hard Rock, by the way.
And is he
going to
give birth? Okay.
No. So that really bugs me. Can I tell you one more other thing?
Sure.
Okay. As you know, I'm a stickler on grammar and on the written word. And I hate when I see apostrophes being put in the wrong place. Let me give you an example.
Could you give an example?
Yes. When they say, for instance, on a real estate sign, condos from 250,000 up. And on condo, instead of just putting an S, they put an apostrophe S. No, it doesn't belong. It's possessive. It doesn't belong to the condo. It's not a contraction for something.
Well, then that's ridiculous.
Or CDs, DVDs with an apostrophe. No, that's not it either.
Oh, Sammy Davis is on the line.
Sammy Davis Jr.?
You'll know who it is. Let's get him on.
Oh my God, Sammy Davis.
Hey,
Sammy,
Matt,
is that you?
Is that you? I thought you were dead, Matt.
This is Sammy. Hello, Anna.
It's Lou Valano.
Lou Valano? Oh my God, you're much more famous than Sammy Davis.
Lou is breathing. That's why he's more. Lou Valano is
awesome.
I'm back from Sample Road.
He's very big at the Fiesta flea market, by the way. Lou Valano and I worked. We did a condo, and as Lou always says after me, goes after we raised the dead. I mean, this was really, these people were at Lincoln's inauguration. I mean, they were great. Lou opened for me, and Lou's a headliner zone. And Lou always says to me, "We fooled him again. When no one walks out or dies during our show,
that's right.
We know.
That's right.
And I got a standing ovation, didn't I, Lou?
What?
No, they were just getting up to pee.
That's
Peter.
Right. They were getting up to pee. That's
they
neither here nor there.
They had no break. So they were like, forget it.
Yeah, they had to rush. I thought they were really enjoying our show, but they actually had to run and go pee, actually.
That's right. That's right. I'm listening to your pet peeves.
Yes. You have one, Lou?
I have two, in fact.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell us.
When you're talking to somebody and they say to you, can I be honest with you?
No.
No. Lie.
No, lie to them. Lie to me. Lie to me. And then the other one is, you drive up to a gas station, and all the bays are full. And there are cars there with nobody in them, and the people have gotten their gas, they're inside, and they're buying stuff instead of moving the car out of the bin to the convenience parking spots. And you have to wait until they decide that they buy their cigarette.
They should have tow zones.
But
at
Lou,
the pump.
Maybe they're going in to pay first, then coming out the
No. They're in there BSing. They're in there buying Snickers or alcohol at the one stop shop.
Well, you know, I gotta be honest.
See,
people are lazy. They figure I just overpaid for gas. I'm going to go in. I mean,
they're trying to
get their money's worth and go, this is my real estate. They're renting that real estate.
Lou, where are you performing? Where are you performing?
This Saturday, I'm at Huntington Point.
Oh, let me tell you about Huntington
Ooh.
Point. God bless people at Huntington Point. Jokes go to Huntington Point to die.
I know.
They die.
I know.
Is that Huntington Lakes is a lot fun.
You know,
much more
you know
fun,
what I love
Huntington
about
Point?
Peter? He always has a positive spin on everything.
No, but it's tough. It's a very tough room, right, Lou?
It's a very tough room. And even the agent
Huntington
says, before you even go on, they're not going to like you.
Yeah, she does. They're not going to like you.
I love that.
It's these people have seen everything. They're.
But they haven't seen the light.
No,
maybe you should just go off there with a big light and go, you're here.
To say they're judgmental, it's no. Last time we had that, actually the front row started walking towards the light. Lou and I are yelling and waving our arms. Not yet. It's not your turn.
Peter. That's part of the routine.
part of the 13. But Huntington Point is tough. And yet they keep going to the shows and go, where do you want to go and complain? Let's go to the show. That's what they do.
Let's go see the manager. Then
November 5th,
I'm at in Jupiter. I am 6:30 on Saturday night, opening for Lou Christie in the Little Italy Italian Feast.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
Do people need to buy tickets or what?
No, it's the biggest outdoor event in Palm Beach County. It's exactly a duplication of the San Gennaro Feast in Little Italy in New York. They do it here. The whole Abacoa area, right across the street from Roger Dean Stadium, there's the amphitheater. They do the shows in the amphitheater. People come. They sit on the grass, the whole thing. You have cannolis. You have sausage and pepper parmesan. You have all the food. All the vendors are around. There's games for the kids. Thousands and thousands of people. It's a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they've really got great entertainment each night.
That's
excellent.
Great. So, Lou, what is your website? Can people go find you have a new CD out, correct?
Sure. CD's coming out November 1st.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
The website is louvolano.com.
Louvolano.com.
That's easy enough. Louvolano at louvolano.com.
And if someone... And you should actually get the domain name theluvolano.com.
Right.
But you have Luvolano. It's fine.
Sammy Davis.
Sammy. What's funny is, like, Lou does a great Sammy Davis. In fact,
let me hear it. Lou, will you do Sammy?
Would I do? Well, I don't impersonate Sammy. I mean, I do his song.
He sings his song. I actually do an impression of
Sammy. Can you sing a few bars for us? Just a little bit?
Yeah, I could. Let's see. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've got to be me, I've got to be me.
Okay, let me tell you something. That was the best Lou Volano I've ever heard. You had Lou Volano down pat. He doesn't profess to do it.
That was awesome.
He's about the same size as Sammy. He's a
slender. No, I know, Lou.
Yeah, Lou's great.
Yeah.
Well, Lou, we got to get back to
you. You're awesome. So, thank you for coming.
I'm going to see you guys on Sunday. I'm coming to the autism.
Awesome. Okay.
Could you bring friends down? Bring as many friends as you want down there.
You got it. I will see you when we get there.
Okay,
thanks
Lou. The great Lou Volano.
Thanks for having me on. Bye.
All right. He's wonderful. Bye. Lou's great. Thanks, Lou.
He is
You're
great.
Welcome.
He's
Thank
awesome.
You. Bye.
But that's all right. And here, let's do some really quick pet peeves. Actually, this one guy wrote in.
He's right about his pet peeve at the gas station.
Yeah,
though,
I never thought of that.
Oh, can I tell you one more? I had one more on here. You know what I hate? Weird spellings of familiar names. Okay.
You know how many people got Muammar Gaddafi, and is that up in the news?
Oh.
They spelt it five different ways.
Hey Mo. That I was talking about.
Mo Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi, Quagdafi. They had different names.
Okay, that's kind of that. All right, but you know what? I'll cut people a little slack on that because that's not a usual name. But names like Jim.
How do you spell misspelled Jim?
Jim. I've seen a J Y M or Jenny. G-Y-N-N-I-E.
Let me ask you something.
Give me a break.
When something annoys you, of all the things that could really bother you, does that really rattle your cage?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because I'm big on the written word. I'm a writer. I'm big on the written word.
But how does that, Anna, when someone cuts us off or taking up time like we went
to... Well, see, you're a hostile driver.
No, I'm saying when we're trying... It's very good. When we're trying to get into a play and a woman's asking for directions or how long is the play going to be on? Can I come back in 2 weeks? I don't have the money. And you're going, you're holding up.
How is that more relevant than my
pet peeve?
Because
that's affecting our life right now.
It's affecting my life.
How does it ruin the quality of your life that someone's an idiot and spells it wrong?
You know why?
How?
Because
how?
If I have to quote somebody, if I have to write their name, they say my name is Debbie. It doesn't have to be spelled D-E-B, the Swedish word with the slash over it.
All right, that's annoying.
The letter
that's
with the I, with the Z, with the umlaut, with
Haagen-Dazs,
the tilde.
Like Haagen-Dazs?
Yeah.
The okay.
They got the tilde, the umlaut, the colon, the semicolon, the eurocolon. You know,
right.
I hate that. Look, what is your name? Spell it out. If there's extra letters in there, I don't want to know about it, you know? It's like people ask me, how do you spell Collins? C-O-L-L-I-N-S. And then I go, C-Z-Y-K. The C-Z-Y-K is silent.
C-Z-Y, what is it? C-Z?
You got to keep up, Peter.
C-Z-Y-K.
You got to keep up.
What is C-Z-Y-K? That's
it's silent. Get it?
C-Z-Y.
Oh, man, you got to keep up, baby. You're the co-host.
What was it? C-Z-Y? I don't get it. You have to explain. What's...
How do you spell Collins?
C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
C-Z-Y-K. The C-Z-Y-K is silent. The joke is it's such an easy name to spell.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Yeah, again, folks, if you have to explain the jokes.
Okay. Here's a pet peeves of a guy that's a single father online dating. Can I do that?
All right, make it quick.
All right. Paying $30 a month to meet someone that you'll likely spend another $50 on, only to decide you're better off as friends. we have a winner. Number two, women that are okay with dating fathers as long as the kid lives with their mother. Very lame. Fathers that pretend.
Hurry up.
Fathers that pretend they don't have children because that's what they think women want. Hypocritical dating.
I said hurry up!
Boy, that's what you said last night when we... Show up people that only date tall people, overweight people that will only date someone in shape. And the last one, profiles full of pictures of your cat, dog, car, motorcycle, boat. Not you. Pictures of stuff really annoys the you-know-what out of me for online dating site.
And that was Peter the Brevity King Fogle. And we're going to go to break. Don't touch that mouse. We will be right back, everybody. Come on back and join us. If you're looking for authentic French cuisine at reasonable prices, Peter and I highly recommend Sage French Cafe in Fort Lauderdale. Picture this. Appetizers like escargot sautéed with white wine and garlic and baked in puff pastry. And my favorite, pistachio-encrusted brie.
And for your main course, you can choose from such mouth-watering entrees as roasted duck, steak Maurice, or the classic coq au vin. Fresh marinated chicken cooked in wine with pearl onions.
Then there's the crepes. Like Crepe Suzanne, made with grilled chicken and a mix of mushrooms, served in a light, creamy tarragon sauce. There's even a Crepe Anna, made with sautéed spinach and goat cheese, my favorites.
Well, make sure you leave room for one of Sage's unbelievable desserts.
Oh, yes. Peter and I had the creme brulee, warm, creamy custard with a perfectly browned and crispy top, garnished with fresh strawberries.
Oh, and the atmosphere, my friends, it is so relaxed you feel like you're in a bistro in Paris. Everybody is friendly, and the waitstaff even speaks French. Oh, and there's plenty of parking outside. Ooh la la.
Sage French Cafe is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. They're located at 2378 North Federal Highway, Fort Lauderdale. Call them at 954-565-2299 or visit sagecafe.net.
Oh, and say you heard about them on the Boomer Humor radio show.
How was that, Anna? How'd you like the French accent?
Is that what that was?
Hi, Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogle here, along with...
Anna, the Armenian goddess Collins.
If you'd like to be a sponsor or advertise on Internet Radio's number one self-indulgent help program, please go to www.itsbeyondcomplicated.com for more information. Once there, click on the sponsor tab. Thank you.
The place for talk on the Internet. This is TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to Muammar Gaddafi's favorite self-indulgent help program. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show with author, humorist Peter Fogle and Anna Collins.
Okay, we're back. It's Beyond Complicated,
woo,
the Boomer
baby.
Humor Radio Show. We just had a wonderful friend.
Wait, I'm enjoying that music.
It's like a conga line. Our last segment.
Okay.
All right, stop. Just,
all right, okay,
sorry.
Okay.
No one can see you jiggling. We have Bob Duback. Bob Duback, a wonderful actor, playwright, who will be talking about his newest one-man show. That'll be in Minnesota.
What's the name of his show, Peter?
You'll have to listen.
Okay.
And you could, but he'll tell all about how we wrote the show, what's happening. He's an award-winning playwright and actor. we were talking about what were we talking about?
The pet peeves. We're
pet
over
peeves.
That. And I think
peeves.
Now, you know what I'd like to talk about right now? You know, the economy is still lagging, as we all knew. And I found this really awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
I found this really awesome. Article on Forbes.com, which makes sense for today's economy, and it's called 23 Ways That Your Laziness Is Costing You Money. I'm not going to read all 23, but I'm going to read some of the highlights, which piqued my interest because I actually practice some of these, and this makes so much sense. So, you know, you have to kind of now make a conscious effort to save money. You really have to go out there and look for the bargains.
I've been way ahead of the
curve.
Oh,
no, you're wicked frugal.
Wicked frugal. Yeah.
No, you are. That's a euphemism for.
No, but I'm thrifty. I look for a deal.
No, you do. You're very good. You actually are very good. You turned me on to a lot of things, like $39 glasses, which is one of the sponsors on our website.
While people just are frivolous and that's what they like spending money. I get a thrill of the hunt of saving money and getting a deal. That's just some people are in. It's in my DNA.
Shalom.
Oh, yeah, you have to feel better.
Oh, shalom.
Oh, there we go. This is my anti-Semitic co-host.
I'm not
anti-Semitic. Frau Eva Braun. No, stop. There's nothing to do with it.
I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm pro-bargain.
Pro-bargain. So, but you were like me.
Yeah.
I turned you on.
Well, I'm Armenian. Armenians have it over the Jews. Who are you kidding?
Okay.
Who are you kidding? It takes two Jews to beat an Armenian, okay, buddy?
Okay.
And we have better carpeting.
On the wall.
On the
wall. Isn't it on the wall?
It's when you get high and you start walking on the walls after smoking out of that hookah pipe. But anyway, I was perusing the web and, it's true. You have to kind of make a little bit of an effort. And you know something? It's not that much of an effort. The internet is so fabulous. Everything is out there.
All right.
Here's the 23 ways that your laziness is costing you money. First of all, never buy pre-made food at the supermarket. In fact, just the other day I saw that, like, crab cakes made up. Why do you want to buy that? For instance, like Whole Foods charges $8.99 a pound for its pre-made mixed berry fruit salad. It's got strawberries, blueberries, blackberries. The cost of making your own salad is $6.56 a pound.
So
Whole Foods should be called Whole Paycheck.
Whole Paycheck. Even Publix, which is.
Publix is good. I'm a fan of Publix. I'm a fan of Publix and Albertsons.
It's like when you go. I love when you have to get the salad bars, make your own salad. $4.50 per pound. Oh, okay.
I know. No, oh, and then you gotta get air. You gotta get like the light. You look on the salad bar for the lightest thing.
The lightest thing. It's terrible.
It is. It's ridiculous. $1.20. That's ridiculous.
That's a little bit of a ripple. You can get your own salad for $2.50, a full, and then just get your own.
Exactly. I mean, in Whole Foods, I'm at the deli counter going, let's see, do I want that turkey tetrazzini or do I want an elbow joint from my sink? I don't know. Do I want to pay? Do I want to pay my mortgage? And cheese. I was in Whole Foods. This is not a lie. I love Reggiano Parmesan, right? So I'm looking at the cheese wedges.
Now, hurry up, Anna, because we have to get to
the most sliver, right?
What?
I'm looking at the teeniest sliver. It's like $12.95. This little kid, like a 5-year-old hand, comes in out of the crowd and picks out the biggest chunk and throws it in the cart with her mother, right?
That was me.
You know what's my first thought? This is so stupid. My first thought was, oh, they must be rich. And I'm thinking, how messed up is that? I see somebody taking a huge wedge of cheese, and without a thought, it was like $23.
Who do they know?
Here's a real good one. Let me get this real quick. Not comparison shopping with your smartphone. Do you know that you can find a lower price with your smartphone as simple as downloading a free mobile app? Ones like Red Laser, The Find, and Price Grabber. They're made for the iPhone and the Android, and they can deliver significant savings, like on items like electronics, books, appliances. All you got to do is open the app when you're in the store, and then you scan the product's barcode, and you learn where you get the best deal.
Really?
When I used a Red Laser at a FYE, there was a $230 box set for Lost, which I love, the complete series, right? The app showed me that the Barnes & Noble, which was right next door, was selling it for $207, while a Target 10 minutes away had it for $184, and eBay had it for $90. So, you've got to get an Android or an iPhone. Those things help so much these days. I mean, you can save like up to hundreds of dollars on
what this stuff. What I think we should do is I think we're going to have a frugal spot, Peter Fogel's frugal spot, where I'll show people how to the best spots on the internet.
Peter Fogel?
Because I'm frugal. Frugal Fogel.
You are. That's true. You are. Well, I get to contribute too, right?
Yeah, no, we'll have a spot where like this showing how people could save money.
There are lots of, you are very good at that. You have like the cheapest insurance I've ever heard of in my life.
Which one?
Health insurance?
Oh yeah. Well, it basically,
Don't even say them. Those bastards should be.
We're going to find that. We're going to call them.
Yeah, they should be advertising.
My deductible is my kidney, so it kind of comes out in the wash.
You know, don't you think you should be able to sell your own organs? I think that's bad that you can't.
If you have anybody listening to our show, that concerns you. Okay, listen. We got some emails. We have some people that have written into us.
And yeah, right already.
Before,
go ahead.
Before,
you know what?
Bob Dubeck comes.
No,
on.
Wait. I'm going to talk to Dave right now. Dave, how much more time do we have?
Because I
have
4 minutes.
You got 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
All right, let me do this quick email.
I love talking to Dave, and between it breaks the fourth wall.
Okay. All right. We have an email. Nick from Chicago. Peter, I read your first book. If not now, then when? You stated you reinvented yourself from a stand-up comic into a copywriter. Can you tell me more about what that is? Is that a good career to enter? I've always wanted to be a writer. Well, if he's talking about my first book, Anna, If Not Now, Then When? Stories and Strategies of People Over 40 Who Have Successfully Reinvented Themselves. That is at our site.
Right.
My new book, Reboot Your Career, 27 Ways to Reinvent Yourself in the Workplace If You Still Have a Job. As you know, I was a stand-up comic. I still do corporate
dates.
You
still do stand-up comedy.
Yes, but most of my money now is as a copywriter. A copywriter is a promotional sales writer, writes copy for websites, brochures, direct mail, magalog. So that is what I do. It is not a get-rich scheme. It's not like something you can learn in a few months.
Right.
It takes you a long time to do it. And it's just like any other skill. So if you want to learn more about that, go to my other website, compellingcopynow.com. You'll see some of my work. So I have lots of clients. I do all my promotions, our emails. You do the emails, but I do all the press releases,
right.
And I write copy. So that's what copywriting
is. Was that
all
hard
about.
To get into? What was that like?
It takes time. You have to be dedicated to it. It's a skill. It's not nonfiction. You're selling. You're learning to sell through words.
Is it like a big writing a big informational thing or?
Information products. You're promoting things. Okay, I'll talk about that more a little bit later.
I want to ask you some more questions about that.
All right.
Yeah.
We're
going to
come back.
Break?
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to come back with Bob Dubeck. Do not leave. We shall return.
Anna, I gotta tell you about this guy, Steven Berger. In 1984, he opened up his first rib joint in Chicago. He had everything planned, except the name. Then while watching a comedy sketch called Rappin' Jimmy B on Saturday Night Live, starring his buddy, Jim Belushi, I name dropped, Stevie B's Rib Cafe was born and took off like a rocket, winning many Chicago Rib Awards and becoming a favorite with Chicago sports stars and celebrities. In fact, Belushi loved Stevie B's ribs so much that at the end of each episode of the sitcom The World According to Jim, Belushi always mentioned he was off to Stevie B's Rib Cafe.
Okay, Mr. Let's Make a Long Story Even Longer. What does this have to do with Floridians?
Well, Stevie B's award-winning ribs are now in Weston, Florida.
Sounds great, but are ribs the only thing Stevie B serves?
No. Stevie B's Rib Cafe has a mouth-watering menu. You ready? Pork steak sandwiches, chicken parmesan sandwiches, 100% black Angus beef burger, turkey burgers, grilled mahi sandwich, Cajun chicken breasts.
Hurry up and finish this commercial so we can go there and eat.
Scrumptious, healthy salads out the yin-yang. You get the idea. The food is outstanding. Check out the full menu at Stevie B's ribcafe.com. You can dine in or take out and meet Stevie B himself, who's there almost every night. Stevie B's is located, you ready? Got a pen and paper? 141 Weston Road in Weston, Florida. That's 141 Weston Road in Weston, Florida. Call 954-349-6636 and tell Stevie B you heard about him on the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
Enough, let's go eat. Oh, and you're buying.
Don't I always...
This is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
You are listening to the right Internet radio show at the right time. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Let's rejoin the yin and yang of Boomerdom, hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
I have the pleasure to welcome to the Boomy Humor Radio Show today an old friend of mine and colleague, Bob Dubeck. Bob Dubeck draws on decades of show business experience as a writer, actor, and stand-up comic to create one-man shows that explore political ideas, social mores, and the complexity of the human experience with unparalleled wit and humor. His most recent production, Free Range Thinking, searches for truth in the world that runs on spin and hype. His earlier outings in the solo performance theatrical arena, Sex, Politics, and Other Headaches, and The Male Intellect, an Oxymoron, has brought Bob Dubeck, or Mr. Dubeck, critical acclaim, respect as a force to be reckoned with in the genre. His TV credits range from sitcoms like Growing Pains and Different Strokes to drama, with appearances on programs such as Life Goes On, Jack and Mike, and he even worked in the melodramatic style of ABC's soap opera Loving. Bob, on behalf of all the boomers on the planet and my co-host, Anna Collins, thank you for being on It's Beyond Complicated.
Well, thanks, Peter. And you read a bio very well.
I do the best I can.
That's great. That's almost like, you know, you were trained as an actor.
I was. I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts. You know that, of course.
And yes, I do.
And I took that degree and went into stand-up. Go figure. Now, Bob, I can honestly say I was with you in the beginning when you were workshopping the male intellect back at the Improv in 1992, 94. Can you bring me up to that?
It was. I think I was on a soap opera for a while, and when I got done with the soap opera, I kind of had an existence between acting and stand-up and writing, and I figured instead of trying to work all those separately, let me just put them together and try to start my own little kind of business, so to speak. So that's where the male intellect and oxymoron came out of at that period of time, and that wasn't about 92, 93.
Jesus, it's like close to 20 years.
Yeah, and it became a big hit because it's a universal topic. It's about a guy trying to figure out what women want and vice versa. So men poke fun at women, women poke fun at men. But in this kind of rendition of it, it's not just me up there doing a bunch of stand-up. I mean, I portray a bunch of different characters, which is kind of where the acting came in. So it's a little easier on the eye to watch for an hour and a half instead of one guy up there with a microphone. So,
now, who do you think brings your audience? The women are bringing the men, or the men say, hey, honey, let's go see this, or they drag kicking and screaming to do your show, see your show?
They're dragged kicking and screaming, but then when at the end of the show, they turn to their wives and go, hey, wasn't that a great idea I had? So they do take the credit for it. It is the only drawback in that show is that it does have the appearance of a male bashing show, but it's not. I mean, I just give it that title, The Male Intellect and Oxymoron, in order to lure the women in so that we can make fun of them as well.
It's interesting because I've seen the metamorphosis it's that when you do a little bit of the lampooning of the men, you're doing it with the twinkle in the eye, and you want the woman to only give that elbow. You see, Phil, you jerk, you just don't get it. And because you're an attractive male, but you're not playing to the women, but in a way, you're not a threat to the men. It's like men want to be Bob, women want to be with him. It's that kind of combination, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, I think so. It was kind of a conscious effort to, not sit here and just, there's too much that comes out of the stand-up that is, okay, let's make fun of people or let's, the whole kind of Don Rickles thing. I mean, he obviously made an art form, but everybody else tried to copy it. And when you just sit there and poke fun at people relentlessly, it doesn't really have a point other than I'm better than you type of thing. And that's not what the show's about. And these shows that I do is kind of taking stand-up to a whole different, level. So it's you don't have those certain particulars of stand-up where it's just set up punchline, let me make fun of you, vice versa. It has a whole story and a whole arc. And the real show about the relationships between men and women is about a guy who actually has to figure something out. He has to figure out, how he screwed up. And, it's not necessarily his fault. It's not necessarily the girl's fault. I mean, I portray five different characters in it, and these are all these boneheads the guy grew up with to try to give him advice, but it's advice from a different era, so it really doesn't apply to this guy's life. And it's hilarious when you see it, but not when you talk about it on the radio like this.
No. And, folks, you got to go to Bob Dubeck's. Was it robertdubeck.com or Bob Dubeck?
Website is robertdubeck.com, yes, or maleintellect.com, and you'll be able to see clips of the shows.
I went last night to see your Montreal Festival clip.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling Anna, my partner, and anyone who really wants to see the economy of words to an art form, and I'm not doing this just to kiss you, but I am a fan and admire your work. I go, everything, there's an economy of motion in words, and that is, if you really want to see a wordsmith or a craftsman, you have to, that Montreal set was just amazing. You just took them. You blew them out of the water, Bob. I mean, that was...
Yeah, it was a good set, I have to admit. Yeah. That's one thing in doing especially within the theater genre and doing these kind of one-person shows that are done with a story, you can really be precise with the economy of words, and you can really make it much more effective as opposed to, being in a stand-up club. You're kind of hamstrung there. There's too much annoyances. There's too many divergences when you're doing a club, and everything is kind of spitballing around, and you're doing bits and pieces that you've done, and but they're never in the same order because you're working with the crowd and how they're, how drunk they are, how not drunk they are. In a theater, you can actually bring people along for a ride that can have a little more depth of feeling, depth of emotion in the whole story. And that's where the economy of words comes in.
You're adding more exposition and you're doing more of a storytelling.
Yeah. I mean, I try to keep it away from my personal story because unless in these examples, unless you're really kind of famous, nobody really wants cares about your story. So it's like anybody could be me that's up there on stage.
Why did you do that? Because, of course, people, you know, specificity is in marketing and even in comedy, when something's specific that people can relate to, you'll get a bigger laugh or a more response. But people do want to know more about Bob Dubeck. Why didn't you do any of more like, this is what happened with me, or you just wanted, that was your intent, just to make it general?
Yeah, I think it's a
general.
Little self-indulgent. It's a little self-indulgent when people get up there and say, let me talk about myself. Now, there is a certain need for it when it's someone who's already well-known and famous. You know, I mean, if somebody wants to pay to see Billy Crystal do a show about himself, they're going to want to know about Billy Crystal. But if it was me telling you about my life, nobody really cares. They just want to say, what I want to do is I want to see what, if this guy's going to tell a story, how does it affect me and how does it really ring true as to the experiences that I've had? I mean, so it's just kind of a fine line. I guess if I ever do get well known, then I'll start talking about my, insane sister.
Oh yeah,
family dysfunction. But you know, right now I think it's, you know, the fourth show that I'm working on is called Stand Up Jesus. Now that's, everybody knows who this guy is, so you can see where the humor would be in a guy coming back trying to give it a second stab, you know, in middle aged Jesus saying that I'm gonna try to preach the message again, but with punchlines this time. Last time with no punchlines, you get crucified. So
you get crucified, yes. But I'll be here the whole week, folks. Try the view.
Yes.
When you do your plays, you have three working now, or you have The Male Intellect. Then I remember I was helping you with the title with Headaches.
Yeah, the second one. Yeah, Sex, Politics, and Other Headaches. A lot of that came from you. I mean, the title did.
I feel great because I actually, yeah. And we just came up, we were just riffing, and you only get it.
Right.
Now, nothing overlaps in any way. They're complete.
Well, the second show they do. The first show is obviously about relationships. The third show, Free Range Thinking, is more of, you know, cultural problems and trying to. It's a story about a guy who's lost his memory. Again, me being an anonymous guy, so it's really not. It's anybody could. I could represent anybody up there.
Right.
A guy who loses his memory and has to figure out, you know, what he believes in. So he doesn't even know when it comes to sex, race, religion, politics, or the media. He doesn't even know what's true and what's false anymore. So that gives him the ability to, you know, start figuring out where the BS is. So. The second show is kind of a combination of those two, because there are places where I'll go that people want to see the old show, but they still want to see something new. So Sex, Politics, and Other Headaches takes bits and new pieces from both the first and the third show and combines them into a...
Because you didn't want to repeat yourself. You've done
right.
The whole relationship thing, and I know you're a deep thinker, so you wanted to just branch out and keep the Bob Dubeck brand going.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I do want to still fulfill what it is that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Look, we're boomers at this point. So
right.
if you haven't figured out the whole male female dating relationship thing, you might as well hang your hat. I think, you know, it's a fun thing when you're in your 30s and 40s. You start approaching your mid 50s and 60s, and you're still figuring out why you're single. And it's funny, but it's also pathetic.
Okay, and thank you for saying that, because Anna and I are dating the co-host.
We're both
never been married, and yet we're just looking at the other end of it, and there's no reason for us to get married. We're very happy in our own separate worlds.
And that's a different, but what you're talking about is a very unique situation, and that is interesting. I'm talking about everybody who's been through the divorce, has been through and never learned anything through all their problems. I mean, that's one problem we have as boomers, I think, is, you know, we got to the point where we repeat all our patterns and never learn anything from them. So if we keep repeating the wrong patterns, that's what I mean by it starts to get pathetic.
I see what you mean, yeah. How long did it take you to write Free Range Thinking? I mean, from beginning to end, is it usually like a 7-8 month gestation or?
God, I'd say 7 or 8 year gestation. I mean, it's, you know, stuff just lingers for a while. And sometimes these things are real hard and they take a long. I mean, what I try to avoid is stuff that's completely, that's inherently current, because it just doesn't play after a year or two.
Right.
So it's real hard. I mean, that's why you've got great shows like the Colbert Report and The Daily Show. Those guys can take stuff that's just happened that week, and even Bill Maher, and just go, okay, bam, let's get as many great jokes as we can, but then it's gone. You know, I can't sit and say, okay, I got a great joke about Tiger Woods and expect you to pay tickets to, you know, when that's already done and gone. So it has to be something that's more universal and more, you know, unless current events type of thing.
The word Bob is searching for is evergreen.
Yes, and that's the evergreen is the male intellect, and hopefully it'll be free-range thinking, and I think it'll be stand-up Jesus as well.
I can't wait. Are. And you're going to bring those new shows down to Florida also, correct?
Yes, free-range thinking will be in Florida in April. Yes.
Okay, that's when we'll...
It'll be at the, at the Broward Center, the Arturo Theater in the Broward Center in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm a huge admirer, and I can't wait to see it. And folks, go to his websites, check the shows, and if you see him out in the lobby with his DVDs, tell him you heard about the show on the Boomer Humor radio show. I'd appreciate it.
And he'll give you one for free.
No, I don't think he'll do that, but you could try and just say, we heard you on Peter and Anna's show. Hey, it's hysterical. If my husband was awake, he would have really enjoyed it, but that's his problem. Bob, let's keep in touch, and we'll keep in touch with Facebook, and I want to know how everything's going with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.
Wow.
Wow. He's great.
No, Bob, that was awesome.
Very funny man and good writer. Excellent. Just a he's got the whole package. Handsome, deep, has a lot to say.
Better looking than Bradley Cooper? Does
little
he speak
old,
French?
No. Bradley Cooper's, you know, Bob's
he's
middle
an anomaly.
50s. But
Bradley Cooper's
yeah,
an anomaly.
Yeah, enough with the Cooper,
all
okay?
All right, already.
He's old
saying.
Enough to be your son, for crying out loud. Okay, stop it
cares?
Already.
I'll adopt him.
You'll adopt him. folks, this has been we had a good time, the show. You were, no?
What? No, I had a great time.
Comedy for Autism this Sunday.
Yes, Comedy for Autism.
October 30th, 7:30, the show begins.
At
Get
the
there
improv.
Early for dinner. Mm-hmm. Go to comedyforautism.com. Buy your tickets now because they're going fast. We've done a lot of promotion on and off. So that'll
mostly
be
fun.
Mostly on.
And it's only $15, and it's at the Improv. You can't get a better comedy club than the Improv. I mean, everything that's like top of the line stuff.
And you're at the Hard Rock Seminole Casino.
Oh, my God. That place is awesome. It's just fabulous. It's just awesome. The Hard Rock, first of all, if you look at the Hard Rock Casino from the Turnpike, it looks like Oz. I mean, it's like this big building. It's like, whoa.
You're here for comedy? Well, that's a horse of a different color.
Also, next week, we're going to probably have Bobby Slayton, very funny man.
Yeah,
the Pitbull of comedy.
Yeah.
Or the witch, whichever comes
first.
Well,
maybe we'll have both. What
have
do you think?
Have the witch and Pitbull? Yeah.
Bobby Slayton, I think so.
He's a very funny comic.
He's a friend of both of ours.
Both of ours, so hopefully we're going to have him on. And and go to our site, ladies and gentlemen, boomerhumorradio.com. Follow us on Facebook against, of course, Anna. We would like you to like us. That's all we really want to do is like us. Just
That's
like
it.
Us.
Come back next week,
Come
please.
Back next week. Tell your friends.
We love you.